Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's that time of the year again. The New Zealand International Comedy Festival is running in Auckland and Wellington, bringing a veritable circus tent full of monkeys of hilarity. One of the acts making their solo debut is Stella Graham, and her show is called Karma Comedian. Stella, so I have a question. Where are you based?
I'm based in Auckland now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But where did you start comedy?
Actually in Auckland, yeah. All those years growing up, living in England, didn't once try stand-up at home. It took coming to New Zealand for me to get on the stage.
Because your flyer has got 17 Union Jacks on it and a.co.uk. Is that because New Zealand audiences in the comedy festival, they'd rather see someone from overseas than someone here?
I couldn't possibly comment on that, but it may have something to do with it. I don't know. I mean, I know there'll be a lot of other people from Britain that are here that probably do flip through the book and look to hear something familiar. But at the same time, I've lived here since sort of 2006. So I don't think it really matters. I just thought it, you know, just something nice to put on my flyer.
Yeah, it works that way. Because I noticed that Raybon on your latest flyer that you're wearing a Chairman Mao outfit.
Oh, hilarious. Hilarious. So you haven't even looked at it, have you?
No.
You're just making that up.
Does that work?
I'm actually
Have you long since given up trying to pretend to people that you're
I'm wearing a white dinner suit. I'm wearing a white dinner suit. I look fantastic.
You look like you could be at a lounge bar in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Yeah.
A singer at a lounge bar in Hong Kong.
But anyway, let's talk about Stella.
Okay. Can we start by talking about the show? The show's called Karma Comedian.
It is.
Great name. Mm-hmm. Did you actually just come up with you worked the show because you thought you came up with this great saying, Karma Comedian, and thought, I'm going to just do a whole show about that?
There's a couple of reasons why I came up with that name. Karma Comedian is the first song I ever remember hearing as a kid, so I've always liked that. And the other reason is it's a little bit of a theme. The show sort of looks very loosely at the basis of karma and good deeds and bad deeds and stuff like that. So throughout my show, I talk about good and bad things I've done. So it seemed to fit nicely.
So what I'm asking is, did you think of the phrase karma comedian and thought, that's great, I'll write a show about karma?
All right, I'll crowbar
or
it
did
in.
You, yeah, chicken and egg. Or did you write a good show about karma and go, oh, I need a title. Oh, what could it be?
I think I was probably knocking around with the name Karma Comedian in my head for a while, and then I just thought, oh, hang on a minute, this could work out quite nicely.
Because Raybon was quite, you were well known for your show names over the years, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think that's part of the process. There's a couple of titles you come up with early on. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's how, who wrote War and Peace? I'm sure that they
Tolstoy.
Came up with the title first and then just wrote the
and
rest
then wrote
of it.
For like years.
I mean,
I was thinking once they got
generic.
500 pages through it, they wished they'd just called it War, because they could have stopped. They could have stopped then.
War and Peace, Part One.
I just read the peace one. I wasn't into the shooting bit. So tell the sort of things that you talk about karma, and what sort of things are you touching on there?
Oh, largely they're just good and bad deeds that I've done in my life. It sort of stems from when my sister was a very young girl. She went to quite a religious school, and she believed that for every good and bad thing you did in your life, God had a tick box, a book full of ticks and crosses, and he would add up all the good and bad things you did, and at the end of your life, he'd decide if you were going to go to heaven or hell. And I thought, wow, I don't really believe it, but what if it's true? So that's kind of the basis of the show.
Because, of course, everyone knows that's complete nonsense. It's
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus that has the box of ticks and
exactly.
crosses, not God. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the other thing, just working out whether I've done more good or bad things in my life.
Do you believe in karma?
I don't know. I'm just not convinced either way, I'd say. There are those moments, you know, when you think something bad about someone or you say something bad about someone and then you whack your funny bone and you think, oh, did I deserve that?
you think it happens that quickly? You think karma happens that quickly?
I think it's just coincidence, really, but people always say it, don't they? Oh, that's karma. So.
I don't know. I think really bad people get away with really bad things.
They
and
do.
I think really good people can have miserable lives.
Especially on Shorten Street, hey? You know, there's some villain on Shorten Street and you're just waiting for months for them to get their comeuppance.
Yeah.
And they never do.
Yeah. As I said, my show's loosely based on that.
Let's say, we've already agreed that you just had a good name and you decided to crowbar a whole lot of stuff.
I mean, of all the songs I could have chosen by Culture Club, I don't think Do You Really Want to Hurt Me was quite as catchy.
No. Yeah. War is stupid. And people are stupid. You say that you started comedy in New Zealand?
Mm-hmm.
So you moved here in 2006, and you were doing something else when you got here?
Travelling largely, and then I did a bit of radio, and I went along on a date, weirdly enough, to the Classic in town, and I went on a Monday night, it's like rookie night, and I sat there and I thought, oof. Not all of them are that good in the nicest possible way. And I thought, I reckon I could do this. I always thought I could, and I always fancied it. But I sort of took watching a few of them be quite bad to make me think, oh, they're not all brilliant from day one. So, yeah.
I think going on a date to a comedy club, isn't that just absolutely inviting to be the people that get picked on? Oh, you two on a date.
Well, you if know? You're going to sit right up the front, then then probably. Yeah, but it was a Monday night. So, I mean, what else is there to do on a Monday?
So, so you thought, I'm going to have a crack at this. And you went home and you wrote some stuff?
I did, yeah. I booked myself.
How did the
in.
Date go?
Oh, yeah, it went okay, I suppose, but I'm with someone else now, so
right, fair enough.
Didn't go that well.
Yeah, okay.
But you got a career out of it.
Something lovely was born out of it. Yeah, I'd say so. But I booked myself in to do my first gig a week before going on holiday to Thailand, because I thought if I'm really bad, then I can sort of console myself on a beach with a bucket of Samsung whiskey and Coke. So
nice. Yeah. And did you need that bucket of whiskey and Coke?
Either way, I was going to have it.
But, yeah.
no, thankfully, it went all right, and they emailed me and asked me to come back, and yeah, it's been going ever since.
Do you think of yourself as a woman comedian?
Oh, this question.
I know. I can already tell what you're going to say.
I just think of myself as a comedian. I don't sort of think of, oh, I'm a woman comedian now. I just think I'm a comedian.
It's harder to be. It is a lot harder to be a female comedian, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, women aren't naturally that funny.
Oh. You're not quite out of slapping distance or throwing stuff distance. Little wooden box in the middle here.
So how much, I mean, this is one thing that always interests me, how much material is brand spanking for this show?
All of it. This is my first ever one-hour show.
Right. Is it much of it based on stuff that you'd been doing previously?
I've sort of cherry-picked a bit, and then there's some stories in the middle that, again, relate to the theme of you know, the good and bad deeds I've done in my life. They're all new.
So this is going to be like Series 1 of Flight of the Conchords. It's going to be basically all your material from, how old are you, roughly?
Never
in your 20s-something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in your 20s.
Something like that.
You know, from 20-something years of material crammed into 1 hour, and then when you have to go and do another show next year,
that's the difficult
you've got
12
months.
I know.
12 months, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Any tips for that, Raybon, as someone who's had 15 shows now?
You just assume people aren't coming back. Yeah. That's what I do. I'm pretty sure once word of mouth goes around about my shows, they don't come back, and it's always new for them. It's like they're like goldfish.
So
my audiences.
So you can disappoint a second audience with entirely the same material.
Not comparison disappointment, just pure disappointment.
Are you here to plug your show, by the way?
Oh yeah, no, I should plug my show. I'll mention that later. Uh-huh. Okay, here's another question that everyone gets asked: is there a difference between a British and New Zealand sense of humour?
I think so. Certainly. Comedy audiences, yes, I do think so. Like, I've gigged in England since. I didn't start there, but I've been home for a holiday. I've gigged in America as well. And I find British audiences love to heckle. They love to get involved. They're quite vocal. And if you're not having a good gig, they'll let you know in no uncertain terms. I think they're a lot more... They just really like to get involved. It's almost like a big pantomime.
I've had glass thrown at me in the UK.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Whereas Kiwis, I think, would rather hang on to the glass and drink from it, so... Yeah.
Just because this is radio and people won't necessarily be sitting across from you, you know, in the way that I am, it seems that also you may be have some sort of South Asian extraction in there somewhere.
Extraction,
I don't know.
Yes, I'm half Sri Lankan.
Half Sri Lankan,
yeah.
And so does that also find a certain colour in your comedy, as well as the English thing, as well as the now Kiwi thing?
Yeah, because it's all part of who I am. So you know. Yep, it gets talked about.
You know what? I don't think that is, of course. Like, you know, Danny Boy and Arj Barker, almost not at all.
Oh, they're just racist.
Yeah, it's what's that about? Seriously, what's going on there? They're like the Cosbys. I won't mention it.
Yeah.
For people that don't know Danny Boy and Arj Barker, are you referring to the fact that they are of some ethnic background that they don't reference?
They definitely contain ethnicity.
I think it's fair to say
but they don't use it. They
half
don't use
Indian.
It.
Both half
but
Indian.
They don't use it. It's not their material, it's not their accent, it's
well,
not
maybe
their
they
shtick.
Did in their first show, you know, and then Flight of the Conchords comes along, who knows?
Have you, I mean, you, I think, traditionally,
when, bring
you,
up
when,
that
you,
I'm Chinese
when you first started, when you first started out, that was the basis of a lot
this
of your...
This is what it's like in the white media.
That was the basis of a lot of your humour, is it not anymore?
You know, the weird thing is it's not, percentage-wise, but it never quite goes away, and then it is always because there's this visual thing, I think, that the audience is always thinking. Even if you're not talking about it, it's sort of always there. That's actually a refrain that I have, is race doesn't go away. We're not post-racial. Obama has proven that.
And Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
He's proven it too.
Exactly.
And then Obama had to prove it to Donald Trump
yeah.
with a piece of paper.
Exactly.
I love that. I love the fact that they didn't think that, you know, what I could do with Twink at age 18 that he couldn't get the Secret Service to do. It's really easy to fake a birth certificate.
It still took him 2 years. And this is the age of Photoshop.
All right. Well, anyway, we've already had our chat about the news this week. So your show starts in Auckland. It runs from 10th to the 14th of May at 7 o'clock at the Brooklyn Bar on Queen Street. People like to go along, they can go to comedyfestival.co.nz.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Stella Graham.
Thanks, Don.
That's Stella Graham. If you'd like to see a sneak peek of what you can expect from Stella, pop along to her website, stellagraham.co.uk. After the break, knitting and Scratch 22.